Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right now, we want to talk about Asthma Peak Week with Kenneth Mendez. He's the CEO and president of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America. Mr. Mendez, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine, thanks. How are you?
We're good. Thanks for being with us. Why is this week Asthma Peak Week? What sets it apart?
Yeah, well, I think what we've seen across the country is increased visits to emergency rooms from those with asthma. And, you know, it's kind of the perfect storm of back-to-school allergy season with ragweed that are triggers for asthma and, you know, increased contact once you get into school between adults and kids. So, you know, there are a number of things that happen, but there's definitely been a spike of doctor and emergency room visits for asthma this time of year and this week.
Is it... Okay, are there specific triggers? In other words, you just mentioned ragweed, and I think it is in full bloom right now. Is that one of the more common allergens?
Yeah, so ragweed is definitely one of them, and it's a fall allergen as opposed to in the spring when you have tree pollen and all. You will have leaf mold soon, which are all triggers or can be triggers for allergies, and allergies can be triggers for asthma, you know, allergic rhinitis, the upper respiratory stuff.
When people contract asthma, does it go away? Can it go away on its own, or does there always have to be medicine involved?
No, it's a chronic condition, but you could control it. And so, you know, you really need to go see a specialist about it. But there are maintenance medications that you could be on, and you could also kind of control your indoor environment and the environment that you're around in order to prevent asthma attacks. So you can have asthma, and it could be dormant for a while, but then you could have a trigger, which would then set off an asthma attack. So I don't think it's curable necessarily, but you could control it, and you could sometimes control it without medication, depending upon the severity of your case, if you could control things further upstream.
All right. Are people born with asthma? In other words, is that latent at the time, even if you don't develop it yet? Is it still hiding there waiting to come out?
Well, it's linked to a bunch of other, you know, it's an immune system issue, and it'll manifest itself. It can, you know, in childhood, you know, some of the stuff that's associated with asthma or eczema, food allergies, and asthma, those three things are all part of your same immune system response. But it could also happen later on. And, you know, apart from that, with worsening air quality, you know, increased pollen releases, lower growing seasons, that allergic load can really trigger your system and you could develop allergies later.
It's two of the 10 most challenging places to live with asthma are in Massachusetts.
Oh,
Boston
my.
Is eighth, and Springfield is first. What would make Springfield such a bad place to live if you have asthma?
Well, the three things we look at in that study is mortality, emergency room visits, and prevalence. And so we rank cities based on that. And unfortunately, Springfield ranks high and has the last 2 years because of those factors.
Sorry.
So there's a high prevalence there. You know, the death from asthma there, you know, some of this is related to, you know, demographics and income.
Right.
So, you know, that's really the challenge in that part of the country.
Well, it's not much better in Connecticut. New Haven's 11th and Hartford's 13th.
Yoo-hoo!
So that's not exactly rankings where you want to be up near the top.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because we do this report in a couple of years or many years in a row, but we see these asthma belts. So there's one clearly in the I-95 corridor in the Northeast.
Wow.
There's one in the Midwest. And so some of that is related to... you know, some of the air coming over and the air not being necessarily as clean. So, you know, that can be an issue as well. It's kind of a rust belt, you know, layout.
Right. Yeah, you know, there was a study done, I don't remember who did it, I think it was out of Harvard, maybe, Mass General, perhaps, but somebody up there. And they found that actually another trigger turns out to be related to cockroaches.
Yes, exactly. I mean, there are indoor cockroaches, dust mites. Those are all triggers for allergies and allergic rhinitis, which could then trigger an asthma attack. So we've got to, you know, we encourage basically keeping your indoor, you spend 90% of your time indoors,
right,
and making sure that you have an indoor air quality plan so it's clean. Yeah. You've got HEPA filters on your vacuums that you're encasing your beddings. All those kinds of things can really help reduce asthma attacks and prevent asthma.
How has the treatment of asthma improved over the years?
Yeah, now that's a great question, because previously, if you have a severe asthma case, and I'll give you the extreme here, the idea was steroids and taking oral steroids if none of the inhalers and none of the maintenance steroid inhalers worked. And they've found that the long-term ingestion of steroids is really not good for you.
No.
But it worked, and it was cheap for asthma patients. Now there's some new medicines out there, new biologics, injectable drugs that are game changers for those who, A, you know, can't be on long-term steroids. You don't want to be on long-term steroids, and they can really maintain them without the side effects of steroids. So if you're taking more than two doses of oral steroids per year for your asthma or anything else, that's a warning sign, and you really need to work with your doctor to just find another solution.
By the way, just kind of interesting here, but it's 26 million Americans are afflicted with asthma, and 14.2 million doctor's visits, and hospitalization is a reality, and 1.8 million trips to the emergency room. And let me talk about this. Okay, you've got the pills you can take. You may not have to go to the inhaler. Is that correct?
There are different medications. In general, you could take pills and inhalers. You generally want to combine the two of those.
Okay.
But that does happen. And I'd say add to the other statistic you said, $82 billion in terms of cost to the healthcare system.
Yikes.
Wow. Hey, I hear you should be on Dancing with the Stars. One of your ex-classmates at Harvard is giving me some dope on you.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You're a great ballroom dancer. Is that true?
It was my partner at the time, and I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's the genius behind the Laurel, who we're mutual friends with. So
small world, isn't it?
No, that's very funny. Thank you.
Right. You know what? We like to personalize it a little.
Let them know. Yes, yes, sir.
You know, the one thing on a more serious note, you were rattling off some of those statistics. I just like. People don't always understand that 3,000 people die a year from asthma, and so it can be serious. So that's really important. There are a lot of missed school days because of asthma, which is the other reason why we try and amplify peak week around here. But you also, no one has to die from asthma.
Right.
You know, there are ways to control it, as we just talked about, through your indoor air environment. Access to medication and specialists is important.
Okay.
And it's just tragic because it's an $82 billion cost to the healthcare system. And there are things that you could do to avoid the emergency room visits and to manage the disease.
Ken Mendez, the president and CEO. Hey, you want to come on sometime and drop some dirt on Doobie? Feel free.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks, Ken.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.